Endurance is one of your major superpowers. There's no better example of what endurance is than when a couch potato goes jogging. Endurance slowly increases over time. Your body adapts. That is how real superpowers work. This applies to every part of your body, not just your legs. By using dumbbells and slowly making your way towards dancing, you effectively end up jogging with your legs and upper body. Yes, at first, jogging is a tall freaking order. Walking long distances daily is already a lot. Appalachian Trail hikers become skinny and fit by walking 20 miles a day with a hefty backpack for some 6 months. Just like jogging, walking is also infinitely enhanced by endurance. It may take a goody long while before you cheerfully shimmy-shammy a better part of a marathon. But the thing that is increasing your distance is endurance. There is something magical about zooming around your neighborhood. Unless you are out in the woods with beautiful vistas and plan on sleeping there from time to time, just jog. Jog around to see what the neighbors are up to. Jog to work. Jog from work. And then jog instead of work, like my doctor seems to be doing. But it works. At first, you won't be able to breathe quite right, and it will feel awful. Until you discover that you can actually inhale twice in one go. Like this. I'm not a real doctor, so this is not a real doctor's advice, but it helped me when I was starting out. If your body aches, you can sort of, kind of, detach from it and be the brain riding a cranky mule. It kind of works sometimes. At least it will make you laugh to think about it. And that goes a long way. If you can't think about stopping, that is just proof that you are not, in fact, a total maniac. But at that point, you need to salsa. Do not cancel your workouts, your jogging, and do not stop. To be precise, if you must stop, okay, but then you dance. Take an internet video tutorial about shuffle dancing and just dance. Always keep moving. When you are always moving, you are in your natural state. That's when your body is at its healthiest. Stopping is a way of telling your body to cease adapting to your workouts, to stop increasing your endurance. If you feel weird about dancing in the street, like a normal person would, make your jog and at the local gym. Then you can dance under the roof with 800 people staring directly at the back of your head, and then you can walk or jog home, but always keep moving. When you keep moving, you are signaling to your body that you want it to adapt to a new daily load of activities. It seems to strengthen whatever muscles you got, which will make you last longer, and then you will start growing new muscles, which will give you superhuman strength, which again will increase your endurance, and so on. It is very sad. Tragic, really, that the first workouts are painful. But that pain is not there because of the workout. That's backwards. It is there because you are not in shape, which is extremely dangerous. We are animals. We are great apes. Not being in shape is really bad juju. Just imagine what would happen to a horse if it just sat on a couch. Not good. The problem of pain is that you sank down into a numb existence and became out of shape. If you continued running around like a little kid, which is what healthy athletes do, then your body would not hurt. You see? The pain does not mean that exercise is bad or painful, but that you drove your body in such a state that it can't run around anymore, not without pain. But the good news is that the pain is temporary. Fit people are never in pain. They feel great, and they always have energy and a classy sense of humor. So as long as you are slowly, but mathematically, increasing your endurance, you won't even notice when the pain goes away. You will be too healthy to care. To mathematically increase your endurance is to either use an interval timer or a stopwatch and map. And please, eat like a normal person. Protein powders, I think, just may be suspicious. Just simply try to eat well. Because workouts need to be daily, or as daily as possible, coffee and sugar become a pretty huge problem because you can't cancel a workout for any reason, including a headache. There are no shortcuts when recovering from a sedentary lifestyle. In fact, if you are of the mindset where you are searching for shortcuts, you will unfortunately not recover. I'm sorry. You're just making your way back to your healthy state. There are no shortcuts to get there. You got yourself in trouble, and now you have to slowly recover, get back in shape. Endurance is you. It is your sacred fountain of youth. Every step you take must be authentic, or you will fall apart. There are no shortcuts. You have to build yourself up on firm ground, or it will all collapse. Remember not to stop. When jogging doesn't seem right, when the concrete is just too hard on your knees, or the city is too dirty or boring, when you cannot jog, dance with dumbbells in your hands. And when you cannot dance, gyrate. But never stop. Being out of shape is not healthy. Being in shape is our natural state.